Okay, so like, you ever find yourself scrolling through someone's Instagram, seeing their, picture perfect life,
Oh, yeah, totally.
and you kind of catch yourself thinking, really? Is it really that glamorous behind the scenes?
It's so easy to make those assumptions based on, a curated feed.
Exactly. It's like we forget there's a whole lot of editing and filtering going on. And that's kind of what today's deep dive is all about. Except instead of Instagram, we're talking about GitHub profiles.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're diving into why you shouldn't judge a developer's skills just by their GitHub.
It's like assuming you know a chef just because you've seen their food pics online. A few fancy dishes don't mean they can handle the pressure of a real kitchen.
Right, you gotta go beyond the the perfectly plated appetizer to see the real deal. And that's what we're doing today, uncovering the stuff about software development that goes way beyond just lines of code.
It's about understanding the skills and experiences that actually make a great developer. And those aren't always obvious from their GitHub activity.
So true. And it's easy to fall into those traps. Like
Yeah.
one of the biggest ones, the whole empty GitHub thing, assuming someone must not be that good if their profile's kind of bare.
Oh, I've totally been there.
Right. But this source made me realize that's such a limited way of looking at it. I mean, people have lives.
Exactly. There are so many reasons why a developer might not have a ton of public work on GitHub. Family, hobbies, maybe they're training for a marathon. Who knows? It doesn't mean they're not coding up a storm in other areas of their life.
Yeah, or maybe they just prefer to like binge watch reality TV in their free time instead of coding. It's okay to have a life.
Hey, we're all human.
Exactly. And this source made a great point. A ton of seriously valuable code is actually hidden away in private company repositories.
Oh, for sure. Think about it. Proprietary software, internal tools, all that stuff that gives a company its edge. It's not going to be public on GitHub.
Makes sense. So someone could have a super sparse GitHub, but they might be working on like groundbreaking stuff behind the scenes.
Totally. It's all about perspective.
Right. GitHub activity is just one small window into a developer's world. It's not the whole picture. And speaking of different perspectives, our source brings up another important point. Open source isn't everything, and neither is GitHub. So we've kind of busted that myth of the empty GitHub, right? But it gets even more interesting because it's not just about like work-life balance and having a life outside of coding.
Right.
This source got me thinking, some developers might actually choose to limit their GitHub presence, like on purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes total sense when you really start to think about it.
But GitHub is the big dog, right? Everyone knows it.
It's like the like the Google of code,
Totally.
But just like with search engines, there are other options out there.
Okay, so what are we talking about here? What are the alternative?
Well, you've got let me think. Oh yeah. Bitbucket's one.
Bitbucket again.
GitLab's another big one. And then there are even smaller, more like niche platforms out there too.
So it's kind of like choosing your social media platform.
Exactly. Each one's got its own whole vibe, its own community, its pros and cons.
And I guess for some developers, those differences actually matter.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
The source mentioned how some devs prefer, say, Bitbucket or GitLab because they find the interface way more user-friendly, or maybe it just integrates better with the other tools they're using. And those are like totally valid reasons.
Yeah, for sure. But then it gets even deeper than that,
Oh,
right?
yeah. We're talking like philosophical differences here.
Oh, okay. Get into it.
So it all comes down to this idea of decentralization.
Yeah.
Basically, it's all about making sure that no one entity has too much control.
Okay, so how does that play into the whole GitHub thing?
Well, some developers are like really passionate about making sure the open source world isn't completely dominated by one platform, even if it's a big one like GitHub.
So they see supporting these other platforms as a way to kind of like level the playing field.
Exactly. They want a more like diverse and resilient open source ecosystem. So they're putting their code where their values are,
I can get behind that. Speaking of values, we got to talk about the elephant in the room, Microsoft.
Ah, yes.
No conversation about GitHub would be complete without mentioning that it's owned by Microsoft now. And, the source doesn't shy away from some of the, shall we say, controversies surrounding Microsoft and their track record with code ownership.
Yeah, it's definitely a touchy subject for some developers.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot to unpack there.
For sure. I mean, some people have some, let's just say, reservations about putting their code on a platform owned by, a company with Microsoft's history.
Totally. So it's not just about features or even the open source philosophy itself. It's about the bigger picture, the values at play.
Absolutely.
It's like developers are making a statement with where they choose to share their work, which is kind of cool when you think about it.
Yay.
But it does make you wonder. If we're trying to figure out how good a developer is, and we shouldn't get hung up on GitHub, then what should we be looking at? It's almost like GitHub's a bit of a red herring, right?
In a way, yeah.
It can be deceiving. So then how do we cut through the noise? If we're not just looking at lines of code on GitHub, what actually makes a developer like really stand out? What are those key things?
It kind of boils down to remembering that code is just, you know, a tool.
Right.
And just like any other craft, it's not just about the tools, it's how you use them. So with developers, yeah, you need the technical chops, but it's more about the bigger picture, how they think, how they approach problems, how they learn.
This source really emphasized problem solving as like a core skill for developers, which makes sense, I guess, at its heart. Coding is about solving problems.
Totally. But it's not just like, oh, there's a bug, let me fix it.
Right.
It's way deeper than that. It's about being able to see those like elegant solutions.
Oh, okay.
Being able to break down a complex problem into, you know, manageable chunks, thinking ahead about potential roadblocks. A good developer doesn't just put up fires, they prevent them.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. It's that strategic thinking that really sets them apart.
And speaking of important skills, our source also talked about adaptability. I mean, tech changes so fast, right?
Yeah, it's like a blink and you'll miss it kind of world.
You got to be able to roll with the punches, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And not just keep up, but actually thrive in that chaos. Can you pick up a new language, learn a new framework, and actually be excited about it?
It's about having that growth mindset.
100%.
And, you know, this one kind of surprised me, but the source talked about how important communication is for developers. I don't know why, but I always picture developers as these, like, lone wolves, you know, just heads down in the code.
I know, right? The stereotype is real. But in reality, software development is incredibly collaborative.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
They're working with designers, product managers, stakeholders, like all these different people. So being able to clearly explain your ideas, get everyone on the same page, that's huge.
It's like you could be the most brilliant coder in the world, but if you can't communicate your ideas, it's not going to matter.
Exactly. And that's something you won't see on GitHub, you know?
Yeah.
It's about looking beyond the code, looking for those softer skills that make someone truly great to work with.
This has been eye-opening. I know I'm definitely going to be thinking about developer evaluations differently from now on. GitHub, yeah, it's a starting point, but it's just one small piece of a much bigger puzzle.
Love that analogy. And like you said, got to look at the whole puzzle.
Exactly. So for everyone listening, here's something to chew on. This big focus on open source contributions, is it really the best way to find amazing developers? Or are we maybe missing out on some hidden talent because of it? Something to think about as you navigate, you know, the ever-changing world of tech. Until next time.